Ocasio-Cortez insists Kavanaugh lied under oath as NEET story crumbles. By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, claimed Monday morning that Brett Kavanaugh lied under oath during his confirmation process and must be impeached. Long after this weekend's allegation against the Supreme Court justice was debunked and the New York Times was forced to correct its reporting. The freshman lawmaker tweeted a video of an impassioned 2018 speech she gave on sexual assault, accused Kavanaugh of lying under oath, and called for his impeachment. This was almost a year ago. It is unsurprising that Kavanaugh, credibly accused of sexual assault, would lie under oath to secure a Supreme Court seat, she wrote. Because sexual assault isn't a crime of passion, it's about the abuse of power. He must be impeached. During the writing of this article, Ocasio-Cortez inexplicably deleted and reposted this video, even though the basis for her claims have been all but retracted by the very paper that published them. Times staffers Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly published a story over the weekend previewing their upcoming book The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, An Investigation. The pair claims to have uncovered a previously unreported story about Mr. Kavanaugh in his freshman year that echoes Ms. Deborah Ramirez's allegation, accusing Kavanaugh of having his penis thrust into a female student's hand. We also uncovered a previously unreported story about Mr. Kavanaugh in his freshman year that echoes Ms. Deborah Ramirez's allegation. A classmate, Max Steyer, saw Mr. Kavanaugh with his pants down at a different drunken dorm party, where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. Mr. Steyer, who runs a nonprofit organization in Washington, notified senators and the FBI about this account. But the FBI did not investigate and Mr. Steyer has declined to discuss it publicly. We corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. However, the Times failed to initially note that the alleged victim does not recall the alleged incident. The publication eventually added the following note. Editor's note, an earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding his assertion by a Yale classmate that friends of Brett Kavanaugh pushed his penis into the hand of a female student at a drunken dorm party. The book reports the female student declined to be interviewed in FRAN say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. Fellow squad members, Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ianga Pressley, DMA, Dash are also calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment. As Breitbart News previously reported, Kavanaugh's most credible accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, was unable to find witnesses to corroborate her claims, and a veteran sex crimes prosecutor who interviewed her on the Senate floor did not find her story credible.